This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Debate continues in Pakistan over the decision to pardon nuclear scientist Abdul Qadir Khan. Mr. Khan admitted Wednesday that he sold nuclear technology to North Korea, Libya, and Iran. He spoke on national television. On Thursday, President Pervez Musharraf pardoned Mr. Khan with support from the cabinet. And on Friday, Islamic opposition parties held demonstrations in several cities in support of the scientist. But other opposition parties demanded a parliamentary investigation. Mr. Khan is considered a national hero. He is known as the father of the Pakistani nuclear weapons program. In his statement, Mr. Khan accepted full responsibility for spreading weapons technology to other countries. He said he acted alone, without government knowledge. He apologized and asked forgiveness. Mr. Khan had met earlier Wednesday with Mr. Musharraf to request a pardon. Critics say Mr. Khan could not have sold nuclear secrets without the knowledge of military officials. General Musharraf denies that. He says he pardoned Mr. Khan because the scientist has done much for national security. The president says Pakistan now has controls to stop the spread of nuclear technology. Pakistani officials carried out a 2-month investigation. They had received evidence late last year from the International Atomic Energy Agency, part of the United Nations. The evidence showed that Pakistani scientists had provided technology to Iran that could be used to make nuclear bombs. The evidence was based on statements made by Iran to the UN agency. In addition, Pakistan heard American concerns that North Korea had gotten help from Pakistani scientists. Finally, Libya's leader admitted in December that his country had a nuclear weapons program. Mr. Khan has said he acted out of a desire to remove Western attention from the Pakistani nuclear program. But President Musharraf says the scientist did it for money. Pakistani officials say Mr. Khan received millions of dollars over a period of years. They say he bought homes in Pakistan and other countries and put money into foreign banks. 2 weeks ago, the Pakistani government had promised to take legal action against anyone caught selling nuclear secrets. Several scientists and other officials have been under investigation. But religious groups strongly opposed punishment for Mr. Khan. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the problem does not end with Mr. Khan, but President Musharraf says he will not permit international supervision of the Pakistani nuclear program. The United States said it would not judge the decision to pardon Mr. Khan. It said what is more important is to make sure no more nuclear secrets leave Pakistan. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Steve Ember.